Good evening, everyone. This is Martha Bike with a wonderful word from the Lord. How about that? This is Martha with Bible Time. So I hope you all are doing well today on a Monday evening, afternoon, or morning, whatever the time that you are in at this time of the day. It may be morning for some of you. It may be evening, or it may be noonday, or it may be nighttime. But whatever time it is, I hope everyone is doing great. I came on to air today to remind you that the Lord loves you. And it doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, God loves you. Amen? God loves you. He loves you. Remember what Christ did. I want to tell you what Christ did for you. When Christ came into this world as a baby, he was born, the birth of Christ. He was a little baby. And after the birth of Christ, here comes the crucifixion when Christ died. You know, when he grew up into a grown man and he went out teaching and preaching the word of God, and then they crucified him and killed him. They hung him. He died on the cross. And then after he died on the cross, then he went to his grave. And then on the third day, he rose. And then after the third day he rose, he did the trumpet entry. A few days before the Passover, he entered into Jerusalem. Amen. The book of John 12:12-13 tells us that Jesus rode on a donkey. He rode on a donkey through the crowd to fulfill the scripture. Do not be afraid. He says, do not be afraid. So he did those four things. We had the birth of Christ first. Then we had the crucifixion of Christ. Then we had the empty tomb when God got up on the third day. And then on the fourth thing happened, the trumpet entered. When he entered into Jerusalem on the Passover day. So see, Jesus did those things for you, my brothers and sisters. So that means he loves you. And when God says in his word that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Believe what he said, because it's true. He does love you. That's why he came and died on the cross for you. That's his life. He gave his life for you. So today I want to talk about if you are a sinner, and you're a sinner and you don't know the Lord, I want you to understand that God loves you too. But I want you to understand there is a message, a prayer that you have to say to the Lord Jesus so that you can be saved. And it goes like this. Dear God, I am a sinner. And I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your son. I believe that he died for my sins and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my savior and follow him as Lord. From this day forward, guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. That's what you can say to the Lord. You can pray and ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins so that you can pick up your cross and follow Jesus. Because you want to follow Jesus. You want to follow him because he is the one that can help you get into heaven. Can we get ourselves into heaven? No, we can't. Who we need? We need Jesus. Jesus intercede for us to the Father. He talks to the Father right now about us. Because if we talk to God on our own, will he hear our prayer? He hear it better when Jesus intercedes. Jesus is the intercede for us. He tells God everything that's going on with us, and God hears him because he's the Holy One. He's the one that's cleansed, and he's the one came and died on the cross, so he knows his Father. Amen? So, my brothers and sisters, I just want to go over the sinner's prayer with someone. I hope someone was listening. And I hope that you grab a hold of this because We all need Christ. But in the meantime, God, I want to give you some scriptures about God that he says that you are, okay? There's 10 things I want to tell you that God says that you are. Maybe 12. I'll do 12. So we're going to do 12 scriptures here, and I want you to write them down or come back and listen to them again. But these are the things that God say that you are, and you should read them daily. God says that I am protected. God is my shield and buckler. Psalms 91:4. I am purpose. God has excellent thoughts towards me. Jeremiah 29:11. I am blessed indeed. God is enlarging my territory. 1 Chronicles 4:10. I am directed by the Holy Spirit. God tells me which way to go. Isaiah 30:21. I am a person who loves my neighbors. God instructs me to love as I love myself. Matthew 22:29. I am forgiven. God is faithful, just, and purify me. 1 John 1:9. I am saved. I confess and believe Jesus Christ has risen. Romans 10:9. We just talked about that. I am redeemed. God has rescued me from curses. Galatians 3:13. I am delivered. God has released me from all of my distress. Psalms 107:2-6. I am a good thing. God has blessed me for my marriage. I bless my marriage daily. Proverbs 18:22 and Mark 10:9. I am a prayer warrior. God released me from worrying, and I am not worrying. Philippians 4:6-7. I am financially blessed. God supplies all my needs. Philippians 4:19. Those are the things, my brothers and sisters, that God says that you are. All of those things I just read to you and gave you, all those scriptures, that is what God says that you are to him. Believe the word of God. When it tells you those things, believe it, because that's what God is saying to you. But you have to believe it, and you have to trust God in his word. Whatever he says in his word, that's what he means. When God says something, my brothers and sisters, that's what he means. There's no saying, is it true? God's word cannot lie and will not lie. When God tells you something, that's what God means. And he sticks to his word. God does not go back on his word, my brothers and sisters. Stick there. You stay right there and believe what he says, because he's going to stay with you. Amen. So that's all for now, my brothers and sisters. I came on to give you a quick word from the Lord. And it's a Monday. And I'll be back tomorrow to do another great word. I know I don't do them every day, because some days I'm busy than others, taking care of my mom. So when I do come on, I try to have something great for you all. But that's it for now. You guys take care. Remember to continue to practice social distance, safe hygiene, and sanitizing, and wearing your masks, because COVID-19 is still with us. And we want to keep ourselves safe, our children, our elder loved ones, and we want to stay clean for others, because we have to stay clean for ourselves and others. Amen. So continue to do what's right, my brothers and sisters. Get to know who God is, because later he may not be able to be found. Later may never come for some of us, because we can lay down and not wake up anymore. So here's your chance today, if you are a sinner, to give your life to Christ. You guys be blessed. Take care. And I'll be back with another wonderful word from the Lord. This is Martha with Bible Time.